First of all, in the past 15 minutes, the Commerce Department issued its final estimate of how much the economy grew last summer. They revised the GDP up a percentage point to 2.6%. That's good news, according to Takeaway Economics editor Charlie Herman. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning.
And we like this. The revision means they have more information. It shows the growth is higher than they expected. Where in particular?
Well, just to make clear there, it went from 2.5% to 2.6%, a tenth of a percentage point increase. It's good news, but I will say it's not as good as people were really expecting. A lot of economists were hoping it would be around 3% when you're seeing these trends going forward. And a lot of economists and analysts had actually been updating their expectations for what they saw the economy, how much the economy would be growing next year.
So they were expecting that the revision would go from 2.4 all the way up to
2.5 to 3%. So what would be interesting to see is if they start revising their outlook for this quarter that we're in right now and next year based on the fact that this didn't increase as much as they expected. That said, the increase here was in part due to private companies adding to their inventory. This would be, think of a grocery store that adds more or a department store that adds more stuff, and that causes more things to be bought. They have to go to the factory and have things more purchased. But there was actually a revision downwards in the amount of money that people were spending. And now you might think, well, wait a minute, we've been hearing all these stories about the holidays and people are spending more. You have to keep in mind that this is for the fall. This is for the third quarter that ended in September and doesn't include October, November, December. And that's why people have been a bit more optimistic that the economy is doing better now, because we have all these other indicators right now. We talked on Monday about all the shopping that's going on.
Right.
So the hope is if people are out there spending, that the economy will be growing more.
So what was happening during the last quarter was actually businesses just building up, exactly. But not people buying it necessarily.
Not as much as originally thought. So that's one of the reasons why this number didn't increase as much as they had hoped for. So that's where we're at there.
Well, the markets are sort of moving on this news. I mean, the futures for Wall Street, which opens in a little more than a half an hour, have been mixed all morning. They're turning sort of vaguely negative, although they're bouncing back up and
down.
We'll
get some housing figures very shortly, too. They may react to that. It's been a really slow week for economic news and during the holiday as well. There's not as many people out there, so you could actually see greater volatility in trading because there's just not as many people there, so you can see bigger swings. But there's been this general trend, at least in the stock market, that of a pretty good year. I mean, we're matching the levels that we saw prior to Lehman Brothers, for example, in the S&P 500.
Right.
So, we are beginning to claw our way out of what we've been through, but whether or not that leads to a quick reduction in the unemployment rate or an increase in the housing market next year,
that's a whole other ball of wax.
And indeed, we're
right now in a period where there's a lot of holiday and seasonally adjusted noise, so it's difficult. Out in March, we're going to have a much clearer picture. So, Charlie Herman, we'll probably get you back in here before then.
Okay, I hope so.
Takeaway Economics Editor Charlie Herman, thanks for joining us.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.